Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and you are listening to the National Association of Black Women in Construction radio show entitled NABWIC Talk. I am your host today, and my name is Ann McNeil, and I'm affectionately known as the Master Builder, helping you to build a stronger and a better life. And NABWIC is the voice of Black women in construction, and we want to thank you for joining our show today. We have a great guest for you today. Actually, she is one of our own. But before we do that, let us tell you a little bit about who we are and what we do. As the National Association of Black Women in Construction, our vision is to encourage and support African-American women in the construction industry, starting with African-American girls in junior high school, and college, to encourage them to study STEM in construction and consider coming into the construction industry. Our vision also is to encourage and support and actually advocate on behalf of African-American women in the construction industry, creating an environment so that we can network, support, and hold each other accountable in many areas of our life and our business. And that brings us to our special guest today, Latasha Hall. Good morning, Latasha.
Hey, good morning, Ann. How are you?
Latasha, if I were any better, my dear, I would be you.
Oh, that's awesome, then.
Yes, it is. All right, now, Latasha Hall has been a licensed realtor since June 2002, and for the past 4 years, she's working with REO and short sales. Her number one goal is to provide all her clients top-notch real estate services. Now, Latasha, how do you do that? And first, before we go there, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and how did you end up in the real estate industry? Now, real estate, for those of you who are listening, is definitely tied to construction. Actually, our goal is to create a stronger relationship between the construction industry and the real estate industry for opportunities for our members. But let's go back to Latasha now. Latasha, can you share with us, please, how did you come into the real estate industry, please?
Okay, thank you, Ann. Again, my name is Latasha Hall, and in June of 2002, I was actually working in the mortgage department, doing more or less mortgage collections. And at that time, it was just a job, just something to do, a paycheck to bring home. And at one point in my life, I just thought, you know, what do I want to do to make a difference? And kind of thought long and hard and prayed about it, and real estate just kind of came at the forefront to me. I've always enjoyed helping people, definitely always been a people person, love to talk. My grandma used to tell me I could sell snow to a snowman, so just kind of fit. Took the test back in 2002, passed the test, and again got my license in June, and, you know, from there it's just kind of been awesome. 4 years ago, I decided that my business kind of was at a stalemate and figured, you know, what else can I do to move up? And that was to start my own real estate company. So in December, 4 years ago, I started Powerhouse Realty. And today, I could not be more happier than with the decision that I made.
Powerhouse Realty. Now, can you share with us what is REO?
Okay. REO actually stands for Real Estate Owned Property, and that essentially are properties that the bank has taken back, meaning that they have gone completely through the foreclosure process, and now they're owned by the lender, and that can be a conventional lender or one of your larger institutions, excuse me, such as Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. I do work collectively with both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on a daily basis, as I am one of their listing brokers in the city of Jacksonville. So basically what I do is I'm contracted with both entities to help them repair and rehab their properties to put them on the market to eventually be bought by a new buyer who hopefully will be able to maintain the property.
Okay. Thank you so very much for that. Now, as we talked before the show started, we talked about really life skills, and one of the life skills that we should all have is a mission statement. And can you share with us, if it's not too personal, but what is your mission statement?
It's actually very simple. I personally like to take time to give honest, quality service and sales. My goal in every day is to meet people's dreams of homeownership with good old-fashioned excellence. You know, again, honesty is definitely at the paramount of my business. I don't think we can get anywhere in this world without being open and honest in any type of industry.
Wow, that is so, so very true. And as a part of that, you really touched on something that is so powerful, and that is ownership, because the studies have shown that ownership increases self-image and actually personal self-worth also. Now, have you found that in your business, the difference between those who may rent for life and those who may own for life?
I think there's a totally different mindset. Most of the people that I encounter who are renters, basically, they really don't have a lot of direction as far as when it comes to savings and preparing a future for their children. As we all know, real estate is the largest purchase that most of us will make in life, and just the benefits of it all, you know, once you pay off your property, you can borrow against it and purchase new real estate. I've seen people borrow against their homes to pay for an education for their children, but it's just something that you have that, you know, as long as you're paying your mortgage and paying your property taxes, it's something that you can pass on to your children, versus most renters that I meet before I confirm them over to homeowners. You know, there's not really a savings plan. You know, they really don't have any direction as far as what it takes. It doesn't take a lot to purchase a home, and I think that's another misconception a lot of people have, that you have to have a whole lot of money. There's a lot of programs out there to where people can get into purchasing a home for as low as $1,000. So, you know, and what I try to normally do is gauge people before the end of the year, right before income tax time, to let them know, you know, if you're going to get $2,000 or $3,000 on your income tax return, why don't you take that money and invest it wisely in something that's going to grow versus, you know, purchasing cars or clothes, things that really will not maintain any value.
Wow, what an awesome idea and a great plan. Now, when you think about what it is that you want to do in your future with your mission statement and the plans that you have, can you share with us what does the future look like for you in your business?
You know, I can honestly say that God has truly blessed me in my business, especially this last year with attaining the contracts with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And definitely 2015 will have some awesome things in store for me. My end goal has always been to have a company so that one day I have three daughters. If they ever decide to venture into the real estate industry, they will have a company that's up and running, you know, that's been out there for a while. As an independent company, you know, we're small in comparison to some of your national franchises, but we offer the same service, if not, you know, more, just because we know that it's harder being an independent company, and sometimes we have to take that extra step that other people are not willing to take. So definitely, again, my goal is to build a profitable company that one day my children will be happy to take the reins you know, when I do decide to retire.
You know, interestingly, Latasha, when you said that, you're actually leaving a legacy for your family, because you may have other relatives in addition to your children that may be watching you and modeling their lives from what you're doing. So congratulations in that regard. That is an awesome, awesome task. Now, can you share with us what's the hardest part about being self-employed and owning your own business, please?
In real estate, I will definitely say is the inconsistency with income. We are a 100% commission-driven industry. So, of course, the harder I work, the more that I make, and, of course, the less that I work, the less money that I make. But honestly, I think it's just not having that day-to-day talking with other individuals. There are three people in my office, and, you know, we might cross paths maybe once or twice a week. So you're pretty much on your own. So sometimes it's a little easy to get a little distracted sometimes, but with real estate in general, I think it's just difficult having to go out there and meet new people and kind of set a name for yourself to let buyers know, you know, why should I work with you, to let sellers know, you know, why should I list my home to sell with you versus listing with one of the larger branches, you know, what sets you apart from anyone else. Because at the end of the day, I'm basically interviewing for a job, whether it's with a buyer or a seller. I sit down with my resume, letting them know, you know, these are the things that I've done in my 12 years of being in the industry, and this is how I'm going to help you either find your dream home, or this is how I'm going to help you market and sell your home in a timely fashion.
So then, would you agree then that being an entrepreneur requires a lot of personal growth and development in ourselves in order to have the self-motivation to get up and do this every day?
Most definitely. There are times, you know, that I will be honest with you, that I just would prefer to lie in my bed and probably sleep the day away. But, you know, at the end of the day, I have a family, and my family is paramount, and we like to take vacations and trips and things like that. So, again, I've always been a go-getter in life. Even as a young child, I've always had my sights set. If there was something that I wanted to get, I knew that I had to write down the necessary steps to what it would take to get there. Sometimes I got there a lot sooner than I would have expected, and there were a lot of times where I didn't see the result that I wanted to see and wanted to give up. But, of course, with my faith and, again, you know, with such a huge support system as a family, I know, you know, nothing in life worth getting is not going to just fall in my lap. So I welcome the challenge with anything that I do in life.
You know, it's interesting that you mention your faith, and it appears as though you're working your faith, because one of my favorite books says that faith without works is dead. And so when you look at the faith that you have in what you do, the faith that you have in a higher being, how do you really maximize that faith in terms of how does it actually work in your life and in your business? Or just maybe it works in your life and not in your business, or maybe it works in your business and not in your life. What are your thoughts?
I would definitely have to say that, you know, my faith in God is paramount in any and everything that I do. Even before I decided to step out on faith and launch Powerhouse Realty 4 years ago, that was something that, you know, I talked to God and told him, you know, if this is for me, you know, it's going to be for me. I know that without God, I definitely would not be where I am as far as in my business. And I make sure that I thank him every single day because, again, real estate is definitely a hard industry. Back, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, as the market started to crash around us and, you know, many of my fellow realtors had no choice but to leave the industry and kind of get back into corporate America, but I know that it was nothing but God that helped me through that time in the real estate industry and also carrying me now as I'm venturing into doing more on the bank-owned side of the business. So, again, I will hands down tell anyone that it was no one but God that got me to where I am today.
All right, thank you. We want to remind our listening audience that you are listening to NABWIC Talk. And today our special guest is Latasha Hall, and she is the owner of Powerhouse Realty, which is a full-service realtor company serving Northeast Florida, offering 100% to all of her customers. She works with all of her clients from the start of the transaction to the very end, ensuring that they have a smooth closing, and that is so vitally important, a smooth closing. But right now we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to ask our president of the Northeast Chapter, Rosa Carter, to please share with us a commercial for the organization. Thank you.
You are listening to the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Please feel free to call in to speak to our guest, Ms. Latasha Hall of Powerhouse Realty, for questions or comments by calling 714-459-3918. Press 1 to join the conversation. Please visit our website at www.nabwic.org. And you can listen to this show and past shows by visiting www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. And again, that phone number to call in is 714-459-3918 and press 1. And please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you, and we're back.
All right, thank you so very much, Rosa Carter. Again, we're listening to NABWIC Talk, and our special guest today is Latasha Hall, and Latasha is actually a member of our NABWIC organization in the Northeast Florida area located in Jacksonville, which is where she is. Now, Latasha, you were sharing about your family. Can you share with us, you know, if you have children, how many and where are they at this point in their lives?
Yes, I do. I have a wonderful husband. I have three wonderful daughters. My oldest daughter is actually a senior and will be graduating high school next year, so that's a bittersweet moment. I have a daughter in the eighth grade, and then my youngest daughter is in the sixth grade. I've been married now for 17 years to my wonderful husband, and we just all enjoy life. And, you know, like I said earlier, our favorite thing to do is definitely travel and have fun as a family.
Well, excellent. This is why we all work. To share the fruits of our labor with our family. So thank you so very much. To just share a little bit more about Latasha, Latasha also enjoys working with first-time home buyers as she walks them through the home buying process from the beginning, like we said before, to actually the closing of that sale. And in her company, she has also set a goal and has achieved one goal in particular as relates to being the president of the NAREP for the Jacksonville area. Can you share with us what is NAREP? And for the listening audience, that is spelled N-A-R-E-B. Can you share with us what is that?
Okay, yes. Again, NAREP is the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, which is a real estate trade organization that was founded back in 1947. The goal and the mission of NAREP basically is in housing. Basically, we're the voice for the little people when it comes to blight, as well as just being pushed into certain neighborhoods just based upon your color and things like that. And it's sad that people still are encountering that these days. I've run across several customers who have, you know, told me, you know, I might have been working with another agent, and I would tell them this is my preference of what area I want to live in, but they always wanted to push me off to certain neighborhoods. And to them, it felt like it was based on, you know, the color of their skin. And again, it's 2014. People have a choice of where they want to live. And my job is to work with you as your realtor and put you in the neighborhood, you know, that you would prefer to live in. So, again, as NAREB, we were started because back then minorities were not able to join the local boards. So a group of individuals formulated NAREB as a means to where minorities had the opportunity to go out and practice real estate and help other minorities of color.
Now you bring us to the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And some of the same reasons that existed for forming NAREB is the same reasons that we formed the National Association of Black Women in Construction, affectionately called NABWIC, for this industry, because as African-American women, we are definitely still being discriminated against. It is very subtle, but it is very, very, very real. Can you share with us, why did you decide to become a member in this organization in your area?
Just like you said, I could definitely see the correlation between the two groups. And after meeting with Ms. Rosa Carter and speaking to her about the vision and the mission for NABWIC, I just knew as a woman in a male-dominated society that this is a group that I definitely wanted to be a part of. I've met a lot of wonderful women, you know, in the construction industry, in real estate industry as myself. And, you know, just to have a group of people that I could turn to whenever I need, you know, a roofer or a plumber or an electrician, I really don't have to go anywhere. I can turn right to my group and help, you know, help them increase their business as my business is increasing. And I think at the end of the day, that should be the goal for everyone. If I'm able to help someone, you know, now eventually I know I'm going to get blessed and somebody's going to pass business on to me. So it kind of works. It works hand in hand.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Natasha. And you really hit the nail on the head, because we actually create our opportunities. We really don't have to sit back and wait for the opportunities to come to us. We can actually create them, but it really has to be a goal and an objective in order for that to become a reality. Now, we were talking earlier about your favorite book. Can you share with us maybe one or two books that you read that you've enjoyed? We'd like to also encourage our listening audience to also, you know, when you listen to our guests, many of them have read many books that they like, because leaders are readers and readers are leaders. So have you come across any particular books that you'd like to share?
I will say that I have read probably thousands of books in my life. These days, unfortunately, I don't get the chance to read as often as I would like to do so. But I think at the end of the day, hands down, my favorite book would have to be the Bible. And I say that because I know I can always pick up the Bible, and no matter what I'm going through in life, I can find a scripture somewhere in the Bible that's going to alleviate some of the stress that I might be feeling, answer some of the questions that I might be struggling with, and basically, you know, just kind of giving me that motivation sometimes that we need when we might feel that, you know, we're not doing the best that we can do in life. So definitely the Bible has helped me through many trials that I've encountered, especially in the real estate industry, more or less when the real estate industry started to crumble and fail. And I turned to God several times and, you know, told him, you know, I prayed to do this industry and, you know, God, I know you're not going to put more on me than I can bear. But, you know, there were times that I'll admit I thought about leaving the industry, but, you know, at the end of the day, it was my faith that kept me going forward, and it's going to be my faith that's going to keep me, you know, going forward in the future.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so very much for sharing that. And can you share with us if you're involved in any other civic or community organizations to help uplift your neighborhood and your community that you live in?
I go to church every Sunday. I attend St. John Miss Mary Baptist Church with my great pastor, Pastor Preston. I do try to volunteer whenever I can at the Clara White Mission, as well as definitely very active within the schools that my children attend, because, again, that's one of the most important things to me is family first. So definitely volunteer, will be headed out of here after this call to go volunteer at the high school, as a matter of fact. But definitely I love to volunteer my time and help those that, you know, are a lot less fortunate than I am. So definitely it's a blessing to be able to bless somebody's life the way I have been able to.
Well, we thank you so very much for giving of your time, your talents, and your treasure to your community, because it is so very, very, very important, because to whom much is given, it is said, then much has been required. And it's obvious that through NAWIC and through NARAP and your church and your schools for your children that you are definitely involved in your community. Now, before we start to wrap up the show, is there anything that you would like to share with our listening audience that maybe we've not discussed yet?
No, nothing that I can think of. I think we pretty much touched on, you know, most of the things, especially when you read my awesome bio. You know, like I said, I've been doing real estate for 12 years. Real estate is definitely my passion. The look when I hand someone keys at the closing table is like the greatest feeling I have. You know, I've worked with several customers from, you know, 20s to one gentleman was 80 years old, retired veteran, never thought he would ever own a home. So that was definitely one of the greater moments that I remember in the real estate industry, just because he was just so excited to know that he would actually finally own something in life, you know, even at 80 years old. So,
Awesome. Wow, that's an awesome story. Oh, my gosh.
It is.
Yeah, we got to talk about that also, because you really should tell that story as a part of the conversation we were having before the show, and I am going to publicly let everybody know that I have challenged you in regards to your social media involvement to promote your business. And I also want to let everybody know that Latasha is also certified as a distressed property expert. And that means that she is able to negotiate with the banks in order to get your home sold at a discount in order to avoid foreclosure. So if any of you know anybody that's struggling with mortgage payments and you don't see any way out and you don't have any other options or alternatives, please contact Latasha Hall, and she is a broker. Even though she lives in Jacksonville, she can still help you. Latasha, would you share with us your contact information so that those who may be interested in following up with you, and we will make sure we have this on the site, on the Blog Talk site too. But can you share your contact information, please?
Okay, yes, most definitely. The best way to contact me is definitely via email, and my email address is buyorselljax. And that's buyorselljax at gmail.com. And I can also be reached via cell at 904-742-2011. And you can leave me a voicemail or send me a text, because I do respond to my text messages throughout the day. But again, the best point of contact would be via email, as I am checking that religiously.
All right. Well, we are at the top of the hour, at the end of our show. Thank you so much, Rosa Carter, for supporting the show. And thank you, Latasha, for being our very special guest today. And we will see all of you on the radio. I am Ann McNeil, your host for today. And you have been listening to NAWIC Talk. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.